And so our week's journey started yesterday afternoon, and we're going to tell some travel stories now in this segment. And we're going to start with what I consider to be one of the more generous, kind things that I've ever done in my life, and it turned out to benefit me slightly, I will admit. But the main goal here was to help one of my colleagues. So when I checked in yesterday at Love Field, we flew Southwest out here. They are the official airlines of the tickets trip to Phoenix. I checked in, and you know how Southwest, it's open seating, and you get in boarding groups. Well, I was in boarding group C, and I checked in at the ticket counter with Norm, and the guy who was behind the counter for Southwest was a P1, and he said, oh, you're in Group C. You know, you could just board with Norm if you want to. And I said, oh, really? And he goes, yeah, Norm is pre-boarding. And I said, well, is that fair? And he goes, yeah, you just say you're traveling with him. So
technically, you are traveling with Norm.
So technically, were all of us, but...
So we get to the gate, and we're all sitting there, all together. It's me, George, Gordon, Corby, Mike, Bob, Dan, Donovan, Norm, Kat. The entire ticket team is traveling on the same flight.
It's always wise.
And so we're waiting, and now they say, all right, flight 2228 to Phoenix is boarding first pre-board passengers. So Norm gets up, and he's got a couple of bags, and he walks up, and the guy at the gate takes Norm's ticket. And then I see my opportunity, and I go over very quickly, and I grab one of Norm's bags, and I said, here, I got this one for you, Norm.
And, yeah, great, pal.
And I just hand the guy at the gate my ticket, and he says, oh, are you traveling with this gentleman? And I said, yes. And Norm said, yes, he is. That's Junes, and he is traveling with me.
Jeez.
So I took Norm's bag, and I went from boarding group C to being the first person down the ramp into the plane.
That is so wrong.
See, and I wonder what you guys were saying behind me as Norm and I disappeared the jetway.
Well, I looked around because we were like in C, so we're like the last ones to get on the plane. Look around, and I don't see you. And I think it was either George or Kat. I can't remember which one of you said.
We didn't care because we were both in A, so I didn't care. I thought it was
funny. It must have been one of the other guys who said, hey, yeah, Junior got on with Norm before anybody else in the whole plane. I said, what? Junior did? Yeah. He claimed he was helping Norm, and so he got on first.
And then I
flash back to a memory of you with Norm going down that little jetway ramp. And as soon as you got around the corner where the ticket guy couldn't see you, you sprinted up ahead of Norm, leaving Norm back behind.
No, I didn't.
Where you could get the best seat on the plane, and you made sure you got there ahead of Norm where he couldn't get the best seat on the plane.
No, I didn't. And you know what really happened was I carried Norm's big bag all the way down, and I let him get on the plane first, and then I said to Norm, sit where you want. I figured I'd sit in the same row as Norm. I said, do you want aisle or window? He said, I'll take window.
And then 2 minutes later, you said, hey, Norm, you mind switching with me? I really like
no.
the window.
And you know what? The whole flight, when Norm needed something out of his bag, I got up and got it for him. So I did assist him. So it was a win.
Maddening.
Listen, it was a win for Norm because I helped carry him and I assisted him during the flight carry his bag. And it was a win for me because I went from a guaranteed middle seat in boarding group C
to the best seat on the plane
to a great leg room and an aisle seat.
But the thing is that somebody else would have helped Norm because you know how Norm is.
No,
his philosophy in life is putting his task off on other people. And so it could have been a stranger next to him and he would have had them pulling stuff out of the bag.
No, that's not true because Norm was getting on the plane with all of his baggage. He was holding a couple of bags and he was not asking anybody else for assistance. So, and Norm joins us now. He just wandered into the media center, the radio
row.
Well,
oddly enough, he got all the way down here to the convention center without anybody's help.
Uh-huh.
See?
No, he caught a ride.
He's very capable. Norm is handy capable.
Good morning.
Handicapped.
How are you?
Hi, Norm. I was just telling the story of how much I helped you get on the plane yesterday and how it was a win-win for both of us.
It was a win-win for each of us. It was great.
And you were pleasantly surprised when I showed up to help carry the bag.
Yeah, I have my shoulder bag with all my papers in it, my one bag mm-hmm. for the week.
Your dialysis kit.
That's exactly right. And I'm about to get on the plane because they allow special boarding early. So as I get up and start toward the entrance, Junes appears magically.
Sprinting over and to pick up your briefcase.
Very nicely. Here, let me take that for you.
Well, the funny thing is, right after all this happened, Gordon goes, hey, Rhines, come on. Here, I'll help you get on the plane.
Yeah, I was trying to recruit Rhines to... I said, Rhines, you have a limp. Pretend you have a limp.
What are you talking about?
Okay, so, George, you thought it was funny. Was anybody else ticked off?
Oh, yeah. It was mutiny over here in Section C. Yeah, they were all like, what? He got on.
Junes, the most fit person on the ticket
staff.
Yeah,
they are walking down the ramp together.
Pre-boarding.
Pre-boarding with the special needs people.
A man who's plotting a 9-day bicycle tour of France.
Right.
Yeah. Pre-board.
And he's pre-boarding with the people who only have less than a couple weeks to live.
But, you know, Norm and I, while we were the first ones on the plane, we did have a rough ride because of the guy who ended up sitting in between us.
Oh.
And maybe you guys will see this as karma for me getting Norm on the plane early. But, Norm, have you ever sat next to anyone more annoying?
It was no fault of the airline. That is the most uncomfortable trip I've ever had on a flight in my life.
Yes.
What was he doing?
It wasn't. It was what he was. He was normally shaped to the waist. And then he started to veer out dramatically. And he had a big barrel chest and big arms. And he expanded as he sat down. It was one of these.
His elbows went halfway into my seat and halfway into Norm's seat.
You know, you've got, I don't know how much space there. They see the seat now is 18 inches wide or something. He was at least 3 or 4 inches into my space across the arm. And I looked over at Junes, and Junes is hanging out in the aisle because he's pushing him out.
And this guy fidgeted
the
entire flight. He never stopped moving, so I couldn't sleep because he was always elbowing me. And after a while, it was like being on the block waiting for a free throw to be shot. This guy and I were leaning against each other. We started pushing on each other and elbowing, and I tried to get my elbow under his, and he would try to get it under mine, and it was awful.
And there was no moving. Because there was
no move.
Every
pack
was taken,
And the other thing is, he didn't get on the plane late. He got on sort of mid-range where he could have gone and gotten an aisle seat somewhere or a window seat somewhere.
Well, I don't recall him there when I boarded the plane because the seat seemed empty between the two of you.
I don't know.
He got on pretty early.
He also got on with 3 pillows. To put behind his back and on his side and everything.
And he was moving those around the whole flight.
He was always moving around to get, and he put his iPad behind his back to take off so he wouldn't have to keep it upstairs and go get it.
Man.
And then Junes is right. He was always reaching in his bag for something or his iPad for something. And
I almost said something to him. I almost said, can you narrow your footprint? Your passenger footprint.
Wow, that almost sounds like courage.
Can you just squeeze in a little bit? Do you have to have? I understand if your shoulders poke into us, but do you have to have your arms also in our laps?
What's the protocol there?
Do you say something or
always just ride it out.
Yeah, I always don't say anything.
I just spend the whole
flight miserable, thinking, trying to screw up the courage to say something, but never do it.
Yeah, we always ride it out.
We had. One last thing. We have different experiences. I like to sleep on that flight. And you know how hard it is to stay asleep to begin with on a flight.
Sure.
He's always moving his arms forward, and you lean, then back, and he pushes you away, and then forward, and you sort of expand into his space, and back, and you're pushed out of his space. And it keeps waking you up.
Yeah, that could be karma. Thanks to the junior on
that
one.
Best $20 I ever spent was giving it to that guy.
When you guys boarded, Gordon looked at me and said, I've never been so disgusted in my life. I said, why? I helped Norm on. And then when George came by, he goes, did you get your uncle on board okay?
I have to tell you one last quick thing that embarrassed me even.
My penis pump fell out.
Stop it. Don't do that to Norm. We got on before a person with a walker.
Yes, we did.
We
bolted ahead of like this 84-year-old woman.
Meanwhile, Junior's dancing down the jetway like Michael Jackson and the Wiz.
Yeah, right,
so I got a window seat, and then a woman sat on the aisle, so we got a middle seat. And I'm thinking, maybe it's not all the way full. And it looked like everyone was pretty much boarded. And then Gordo comes walking along.
You bet.
And I figured there's got to be another seat behind me, so I put like a book down, and
yeah, he's trying the
as
ridiculous
he's making his approach. I said, "I'm sorry, sir. This seat is taken. It's taken."
And we do this every single flight. Yeah. We'll sit next to each other. We'll pretend we're strangers getting into an argument.
And he says, "It's open seating." And then Rhines goes, "Yeah, it's open seating." And then there's this guy behind Gordo.
And then George is like, "Yeah, but I don't like people sitting next to me." So they're doing this staged fight.
Right. There was this guy behind Gordo who was so ticked, had earrings on, and a shaved head, and goes, "Yeah, dude, it's open seating."
Did he really?
He was ready to fight George. And so I thank the guy for standing up for me, because I've had a hard time lately with health problems and
I just went, "Yeah, I know, but I just really don't like to sit by anyone." And then he walks by and goes, "Open seating, man."
Did he really?
It was awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
Quick informational update.
My penis pump was found put
back in the bag. That's too many references.
Has Corby arrived?
Yeah, that's another thing. So we all get on board except for Corby. I saw Norm and I sitting in the front row, saw everybody pass by.
Yeah. No Corby.
Except Corby, and since Southwest is sponsoring our trip out here, they gave us these vouchers that you had to exchange at the ticket counter for your boarding pass. Well, Corby printed a boarding pass online, which was a security document. And he forgot to go to the ticket counter and go through proper protocol, so they stonewalled him at the gate, and he was like the last guy to board the plane, so he had no time to do anything, so Corby missed our flight. He got out here later.
Yeah, he made it
in the evening.
He had to drive back home to get the little vouchers and then come back to the airport and exchange those for a ticket for a later flight.
What a beating.
But he gets he waits with us for the full hour or so before the flight. And
people have got to understand that we're all there, and Corby's with us.
Mm-hmm.
We all get on the plane, except, whoa, wait a minute here.
Yeah, he gets up there, hands the guy his document. They scan it, and all of a sudden red lights are going off everywhere.
Buzzed.
You're not on this plane.
So that was the wonderful, generous maneuver that I pulled yesterday to help Norm on the flight. And I was really,
it was evil and wrong.
Very rewarding to help you, Norm.
You're taking advantage of the elderly is what you were doing.
a random act of kindness.
That's exactly what it was.
Gosh. Thank you, Junior.
And I thought what was scary was that Kat, because Corby didn't make the flight, Kat has to get Corby's bag off the baggage carousel. And that is the one person's bag I would not be carrying to an airport. I don't trust what's in there.
The dogs perk up when you walk by.
Yeah.
Their ears go straight up.
All the DEA dogs all of a sudden bird-dogged over into a cat.
So that was maneuver number one of the day. Maneuver number two for me of the day was as we were going out to dinner, and Norm, you weren't in our car, so you didn't experience this bit of greatness. We couldn't find a parking spot at the pizza place, so we're having to drive around the neighborhood streets.
That's you're sorry, killer. Did we have any trouble finding a parking place?
Once again, somebody pairs up with Norm and gets handicapped parking right in front of the pizza place.
Yeah, we noticed you guys got
that
spot.
300 full spots.
So as we're driving down the street of the neighborhood, we find a spot, and it wasn't a big spot, but it wasn't ridiculously narrow, and we're in an SUV. And I said, okay, we'll just park there. And then everybody in the car, Kat, Gordo, Donovan, and Bob, all doubted that I could parallel park.
There's no way.
Into that
spot. Not in one, you know, fluid motion. Not in the minimum moves.
Right. And so I pulled up, put it in reverse, and I executed the perfect parallel parking job.
Nailed it. He friggin' nailed it. And meanwhile, all of us are kind of tall, and we're blocking his view. I mean, the whole truck is packed, and he did it.
And I've never seen
from the curb.
I've never been with four other humans that have been more impressed.
So
you guys weren't joking or anything. You were just almost in awe.
Greatest move I've ever seen. Greatest move I've ever seen.
So basically, each of our cars had absolutely no trouble pulling into our parking space last.
That's right.
Good.
That's right.
Yeah. With you, Norm basically had in dining room parking.